The new movie Black Panther has a new soundtrack album on which rapper Kendrick Lamar plays a prominent role. His album Damn was our rock critic Ken Tucker's number one album of 2017. Here's Ken's review of the Black Panther soundtrack.
That song, Pray For Me, is a collaboration between Kendrick Lamar and The Weeknd. That's The Weeknd supplying the vocal you just heard. It's the most conventional movie music on this soundtrack album, a big dramatic ballad to set the mood. Compare that to the opening cut on the album, which Lamar delivers from the point of view of the Black Panther himself.
Oh, hail the king!
I dropped a million tears. I know several responsibilities put me here. I don't pedal backwards, but I live old-fashioned. The lens that I'm looking through won't prescribe you the right glasses. Masses are now free. Ashes I'm dumping out about to spread all across seas. Sisters and brothers in unison, not because of me. Because we don't glue with the opposition. We glue with peace, but still look up your organization. If any beef, what do you stand for? Are you an activist? What are your city plans for? Are you an accident? Are you just in the way? Your native tongue contradicting what your body language say? Are you a king? Are you joking? Are you a king? Are you posing? Are you a king? Are you smoking? To keep you open, because a king don't cry, king don't die, king don't lie, king get for king get by, king don't fall, kingdom come when I come, you know why.
King. I am T'Challa.
That lonely-sounding repeated piano figure suggests the isolation of a besieged hero. The build-in tension, as Lamar's voice echoes off the sides of the melody, introduces more drama. It's Lamar's original take on how to illustrate a comic book movie through music. Like so many soundtrack albums, this one aims to include some hit singles that will help promote the movie. Lamar has already scored a big one with this duet with the singer SZA called All the Stars.
Nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me. You and all your expectations. I don't even want your congratulations. I recognize your false confidence and calculated promises all in your conversations. I hate people that feel entitled.
The Black Panther comic books I read as a kid featured T'Challa, who was king of the African nation of Wakanda, as well as being the masked hero Black Panther. He's both a dignified leader of people and a cool costume superhero, torn between these two responsibilities. Kendrick Lamar has clearly thought about the internal strife of T'Challa as he helped to compose the moody ruminations in Bloody Waters, a track featuring the vocals of Anderson .Paak.
Caution, who said the fairway? Damn right, I need all this. Yeah, Jack, I need all this. Yeah.
There's a wide range of music on this album. Lamar invites other musicians from his record label Top Dog Entertainment to contribute music to which he adds vocals, hooks, and rhymes. In addition, there's Vince Staples, who continues the sonic experiments he started on last year's album Big Fish Theory with a new song called Ops. And the up-and-coming British vocalist Georgia Smith sounds great singing against the strange, draggingly slow beat of the song I Am.
Somebody's always gonna say something. Try and shoot me down for voicing my own opinion. Triggering a part of me that's always been indifferent. And I know that we have asked for change. Don't be scared to put the fist to shame. When you know I you.
The level on which Kendrick Lamar connects to a superhero like Black Panther is in identifying with the struggle of a protagonist who faces not only enemies trying to oppress him, but also internal struggles, conflicting emotions, and temptations. And with almost superheroic strength, musical strength that is, he turns all of this into sounds that are shrewd, passionate, and almost ridiculously entertaining.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Yahoo TV. He reviewed the soundtrack album for the new movie Black Panther, which opens on Friday.